Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Things looking a little more positive. And to talk more about that, among other things, it is Brian Anderson of Fox Sports Wisconsin who joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. B.A., how are you?
I'm doing great, Tim. Good to be with you, man. Good to hear your voice. I've missed you on my drives home after the games.
Yeah, you know what, though, Brian? I miss it more than anything else. I miss the interaction with Brewers fans that are just like me. And you. And I've told you this before, that I'm a fan first and a broadcaster second. And I think that goes a long way in relating with what Brewer fans are going through. What you guys have done, and I want to hear your conversation about what you guys have done this week with the live feed. As a fan first, again, broadcaster second, I was just riveted to my phone. I could not get enough of you guys and the players. It was amazing. It was good stuff, Brian.
Well, I appreciate that, and I will say, on the most sincere level that I can express this, we have had conversations in the weeks leading up to, you know, the players returning to Milwaukee and starting some kind of season, what we were going to do. And this is all the way up to the top. This is all the way to our owner, Mark Adonasio. But the mission statement was, what can we do to service our fans, to engage our fans? And we had, you know, all of us kind of came with ideas. We had a ton of ideas, and we had a lot of things we could do that we wanted to do that we frankly couldn't do because of the finances or the timing or just the availability of crew and whatnot. So what we ended up landing on was, yes, we're going to cover the game and we're going to talk about the game, but you know, it's going to be a huge collaboration between the folks in the scoreboard, the broadcasters, all the people in the marketing side, promotional side, the social media side. And we're going to blow it out. And we blew it out as much as we could actually pull off. And that was the in-game Zoom calls, which have been super fun. The mic'd up players, you know, that's not an easy thing to pull off. The microphones are easy to put on players. It's the earpieces that are the challenge. And so, you know, we had to bring in some outside sources to help us with that, but we did it, and we've been able to do it, and the players have bought in. They're having fun with it, I think. And so I think, you know, the final statement on that is everybody had the same goal, and then we kind of pushed it as far as we could to get there, and this is where we ended up, and it's been fun.
You know, not only the broadcasters and what you guys have assembled with Sophia and the gang and Rock and everybody, and even Kent Sommerfeld filling in and doing double duty and all those things, it really comes down to the organization. I've noticed a trend here under Stearns and Council, Brian, that there are just good people. And I'm not knocking, you know, a group of players or coaches or, you know, hierarchy from years ago. I'm just saying I've noticed a pattern of character with this organization. I have.
Well, it's a new age, too. I mean, we're, you know, we've had something taken away from us, and I think all of us have realized and maybe been set back a little that we know what we've missed. And, you know, sometimes you take that for granted, and I'm speaking on for myself, too, and to see a ballpark that's full. Now, if you'd asked me last year to go televise and call play-by-play for an inter-squad game, honestly, that would have been the last thing I'd wanted to do. I do enough games. I do enough big events. An inter-squad game is not really something I would have been hugely interested in. But it's different now. And I couldn't wait to get to the ballpark and couldn't wait to sit next to Rock and Sophia and Kent Sommerfeld. And we're going to be on television on Fox Sports Wisconsin starting Wednesday for an exhibition game that we're going to do with the team in Chicago. So, you know, we're all looking forward to these things. And I think now, you know, because we've been down for so long, we realize how much we love doing what we do. And so I would agree with you. You know, I think our staff, and I think it all kind of runs through Council and Stearns, but, you know, Rick Schlesinger and Tyler Barnes and everybody that just works to try to make this work for the fans, it's been the same story for everybody. And that includes the owner. I mean, I can't say it enough. Like, Mark Adonasio has asked us to push wherever we can push and try to get whatever, and we need his backing with the players for them to want to wear microphones, to be interviewed, to be kind of just transparent, let us televise these games. And that runs through David and Craig, of course, but everybody has been on board. It's been really refreshing. It's been fun to collaborate with all these guys, and they have ideas too. And we're trying to do as much of that as we can. There'll be limitations once the season starts. But we can do all of this now, and it actually creates a little bit of energy and a little bit of anticipation.
Yeah, my girlfriend I was outside listening this week, sitting on the deck, and, you know, she would peek out there and she, what are you laughing at? I mean, and I'm like, no, you got to hear this. So, it was a lot of fun. Brian Anderson, Fox Sports Wisconsin, here on the Bill Michaels Show. Just one more thing on that, Brian. It does, create a situation to get my mind rolling a little bit. Some people say the game of baseball is weaning, and I don't necessarily agree when you look at attendance and you look at ratings a little bit in depth. Do you think that this might be, and I know Fox, Big Fox has done this occasionally with miking up players, do you think this might be considered in the future in a normal season, in a normal situation, miking guys up?
I mean, it will be. It certainly will be. We always want access. We've been pushing for this for years. We have, you know, we've done interviews with specific players, but I've actually changed my stance on this, and I know it's somewhat controversial to say at this point because we've just exposed a lot of access and we've been able to tap in and people are really enjoying it. I will say this, though, and I actually, for the first time, heard it in a way that made me think about it differently when I did the match and the golf event that I did Memorial Day for Turner, yeah. And that was with Mickelson and Brady and Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning. And we also had Justin Thomas was on part of our crew. And so as we were sitting around and specifically like Peyton Manning and talking to Justin Thomas and Phil, I mean, it's asking a lot of these guys to mic them up. It's asking a lot. It feels different on your back. You don't feel like you can relax. You're entering their space. And yes, we want to hear all this stuff. But I really understand where they're coming from. And I've actually changed my stance on this because I was thinking about it prior to, and for exhibitions like that, it works. And I think that's where it works. So I've actually been leaning into trying to expand other areas to do this. So let's leave baseball players specifically. Let's leave them alone. I would love to mic players or interview players during a game. If they want to, that's great. We're always ready and we have the equipment to do it if they want to. Interviewing players that would be in the dugout during a game, let's say a pitcher from the night before, we've done that in the past. It's been great. That's available if they want to. But I would really like to expand more off-field type content, put resources there where we can showcase these guys in golf events, bowling matches, different kind of things, batting practice, you know, things that aren't in the middle of the game that we can have a two-way conversation. And you can kind of get their personalities and understand who they are and what they're all about. That's the goal here. We want people to fall in love with our players so they'll watch the games. That's the main, we're entertaining a crowd here. That's the bottom line. So I just think we're pushing everything through the TV portal right now. And when we get there, when you're trying to push all the social media, when you're trying to push all the microphones or the mic'd up access or features, it just becomes overwhelming from a television standpoint. It's too much to push through one portal, in my opinion. So I would like to, because people have access, you're saying you're watching these games on your phone, the hits on Brewers.com have been off the charts watching these games. We are there now. We have distribution channels now. Used to be you'd only be able to watch it on television. But as I said, I fell in love with the NFL not because of the games. I love the games, but I fell in love with the NFL and the players back in the day because of NFL films, because of John Facenda and the mic'd up Hank Schrams and these incredible dramatic cinematography that they were shooting these games after the fact and post-producing. Like, I want to get back there. I want to get to more storytelling and more feature-type presentations, mic'd up segments, things like that, that is asking too much of a live television crew to assemble and distribute in the middle of a game. I mean, it's just really hard to do that. So no, that's kind of where I'm at on that subject.
Yeah, and I think within moderation, because, you know, I go back to Earl Weaver and to hear him go off on an umpire and, you know, those types of things. If you get it too much, then it's not as special. Brian, I want to ask you, with today's times, and we all know economically where we're at, certainly we're well aware of the virus and all that. How are you as a broadcaster, Brian, and I have to do the same thing, but I'm interested in your spin here. How do you stay, or what's your plan, in other words, on staying as positive with some things that aren't so positive going on in the world today?
Yeah, I mean, I think you just take it as it comes. You know, I'm a positive person to begin with, so I wake up every day and let's see what the day presents, and whatever the day presents, we'll deal with it. If it's negative, we'll deal with that. If it's positive, then we'll enjoy that and deal with that. So I think, you know, these 4 months have flown by for me because I've just kind of turned my attention towards, well, where can I make an impact? We've been doing Zoom calls, Zoom happy hours, you know, virtual happy hours with the Brewers. We've been hosting all kind of different replay shows and interviewing players from the past and airing those. We've been, you know, I've been listening to a lot of demo tapes and trying to help young broadcasters out. So that's on my career side. And then the other side is the family and spending time with them and enjoying a Wisconsin summer, which I never really get to do because I'm working all the time, but being on the lakes and, you know, playing some golf and just being present to my wife and daughter, you know. So I think for me, whatever the day is going to present, it's going to present. As a broadcaster, I'm ready to go. I'm going to be extremely busy here in the next 4 months, 3 months, with the NBA, with Major League Baseball, with the Major League Baseball postseason following the NBA postseason. So I'm ready, and I'm ready for whatever day is going to offer. And I think that's just been my attitude, and I want to keep it that way. And I get to the end of the night and say, okay, let's evaluate the day. Could I have done more? Could I have just backed off and try to do better the next day and stay in the moment as best we can, I think is the best way to do it. And wear a mask and wash your hands and keep your distance. I think, I don't know why this is political, but it's simple to do, and we can get back to where we all want to be if people will just do that. I don't know why we're so rejecting the science of this. It does not make sense to me at all. So if we want to get back to where we want to go, not to get preachy, then do your part.
Brian, you love this industry. Just final thing for you, but you love this broadcast industry as much as anybody, and I appreciate the fact that these young broadcasters, I mean, these are guys we're going to hear for, you know, years to come. And you know, I hearken back to standing at Maryvale when Dave Sims was in one of the booths, and he was in our booth, and we were setting up our stuff, and we're like, do we tell him to get out? And I'm like, what's your name? And he goes, Dave Sims. And I'm like, Dave Sims, you know, because I'm a big fan of those guys, Kevin Harlan and Ian Eagle and some of these other. I don't know, it's an addiction. Broadcasting is a thing. You got to want to do it, and you can tell you really enjoy it. I know you have your background in baseball, and you know now it's golf and football and basketball or whatever, and your brother has probably been a pretty big impact. But the broadcasting side of things, man, that's a game within itself, and I mean that in a good way, B.A.
It is, and I do enjoy every inch of it. You know, I started in this business on the tech side. I was a handheld cameraman. I did audio and graphics and log tapes and edited highlight videos for the San Antonio Spurs. And I just loved every bit of it. I love being able to ultimately tell stories, whether you're telling stories with, you know, a video you might edit together or images you may put together or through photography. Or I love telling stories of sports, and sports is a big part of my life. I think there are great lessons in sports. I think it is the absolute centerpiece for any kind of cultural connections. I mean, you look at what baseball specifically, in all sports, but really baseball, what it allows us to be in different cultures, different skin colors, different attitudes, different genders. We all have a common thread in sports if we choose to be sports fans. And I know that applies in the music industry as well and other industries, but I've just found that sports and then broadcasting sports is a great creative outlet. And I'm really fortunate and grateful that I've been able to make a career out of it. I love what I do. I have great passion for what I do, and it doesn't always go well. It doesn't always go poorly, but I love all of it, whatever way it comes, and we'll just absorb it and try to do better the next day. As I said, that's kind of my theme, and that's how we should all probably look at everything we're doing right now in this time, because this virus is real. It's devastating. My wife has an autoimmune disease. If she got this virus, it would wreck my family. So I get really agitated when people are taking it so lightly. So it's really important to me to be able to use sports and the platform that I have to spread that message too. And just another area where sports can, especially baseball, can have a huge impact on how we think about anything in this life.
Brian, always a pleasure talking with you. I think it's fair to call you a friend of mine. Is that would
of
that
course.
Be fair?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the diverse field of broadcasting. I mean, as you said, skin color and the whole nine. You add in the elderly. I mean, no offense to you, but he's what, 85, 86 years old. Add in disabilities.
Sure.
I mean, it just goes all the way around the world, man. It's something cool, man. We appreciate hearing you and Rock and the camaraderie that you've had this week, and looking forward to Wednesday's. Let's get it going. A little rehearsal Wednesday, and then we'll fire it up on Friday, Brian.
All right, man. Looking forward to it. See you, Tim. Good to be with you.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, there he is, Brian Anderson, Fox Sports, Wisconsin. One of the better broadcasters that you're going to hear, guys, and I mean that. He is one hell of a broadcaster, and he because you hear him doing all these different sports. That's amazing. He joined us here on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard. You work hard. They treat you fair for 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them at 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.